This summer, states around the nation are listing public schools that fail to meet federal test score targets. In states like North Carolina, some officials say the No Child Left Behind Act sets the bar too high. From member station WUNC, Jessica Jones has more.
Tom Benton is officially the principal of Durant Road Middle School in Raleigh, which is open year-round. But as he strolls through the halls between classes, he acts more like a father or even a big brother.
Did I see you with a girl last week?
No.
Yes, I did. No. Who were you showing around?
Oh, nobody.
I thought so.
Benton says he's proud of his 1,200 students. The school gets state awards every year for its high test scores. But the federal government doesn't think it's doing so well. Under the No Child Left Behind Act, Durant is in need of improvement. That's because 4 English as a Second Language students didn't pass their final exams last spring.
If they had done better, we would have, quote, passed. You're either perfect under this legislation or you fail. There's nothing in between.
Under the law, states must set passing averages for every grade. If one racial or demographic group of students within a school doesn't meet that average, then the whole school is penalized. Benton thinks that's wrong.
Nobody likes to be called a failure, particularly when you're being called a failure under criteria that you don't particularly agree with.
And schools in many other states aren't either. Early estimates in Michigan show that more than 500 schools don't meet that state's standards. In Minnesota, 324 didn't pass muster. All states must release their lists of low-performing schools by this fall. Educators predict that vast numbers of schools won't make the grade, and there's a reason why, says Eugene Hickok, the Bush administration's Undersecretary of Education.
You can have a very good school on almost every indicator, but still have a school that needs improvement because one or two groups are experiencing this achievement gap. And if you believe in the promise of public education, then you need to do something to deal with that achievement gap.
Hickok says the law is doing exactly what it's meant to, hold schools more accountable for disadvantaged and minority students.
While this will not be easy, and there will be some pain, the fact is this is pain that will lead to improving the education for kids who right now tend to be left behind.
Schools that don't meet their target test scores for 2 years in a row face sanctions. Students can transfer elsewhere, and principals and teachers could eventually be replaced. Some educators think that's too harsh, and they're already calling for the No Child Left Behind Act to be changed.
This is a piece of legislation that needs some improvement.
Mike Ward is North Carolina's state superintendent and the head of the Council of Chief State School Officers, a national organization of administrators. Ward agrees that schools should help poor students, minority students, or those with disabilities, but he doesn't think the law is an accurate barometer of school quality right now.
The system doesn't distinguish between schools that miss a target by a small fraction in one subgroup versus a school that misses it by significant amounts in every subgroup, and we think there ought to be distinctions.
But the Education Department says it's way too soon to reopen the law. Hickok says it'll take several years for states to adapt to it. But with state budgets in a deep crisis, the big question at schools like Durant Road is how to help students improve with so few resources. Allison McIntyre is an English as a Second Language instructor there.
I'm one teacher, and, you know, we have almost 60 kids here, and it makes it really difficult. If we had more resources, if we had more personnel, if we had more money, then, you know, we really could work with these kids in a smaller group setting.
McIntyre says she recently asked when the school district might have the money to hire another full-time ESL teacher. She was told that won't happen anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones.